Chapter 6, The Necklace. When we arrived at Conrad's college, there were lots of people outside on the grass. It was loud and busy, and I felt so young there. We left the car in front of Conrad's building and went inside when a girl came out the front door. Jeremiah knew the way to Conrad's room, and I had to hurry after him as he ran up the stairs and along a bright hallway. He stopped in front of a door that had Conrad's name on it. Under it was written, Eric Trusky. Conrad's roommate was a big, strong guy with red hair, and he opened the door wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Hi, he said.
I'm Conrad's brother, and this is our friend, Jeremiah said. Do you know where he is?
Eric opened the door, and we walked into the room.
No, I don't. He just left, he said.
And he didn't say anything to you before he left? Jeremiah asked.
He almost never talks.
Eric smiled at me.
He only talks to pretty girls.
I felt sick. What pretty girls? Jeremiah sighed and put his hands behind his head. I sat down on Conrad's bed and looked around. So this was where he lived, and this was his life now. He didn't have lots of things in his room. There weren't even pictures of Susanna or his dad.
I have to go out now, said Eric. Will you guys close the door when you leave?
Yeah, we will, Jeremiah said.
Then he sat down on the bed next to me. Someone knocked on the door, and Eric opened it. It was a girl, wearing a shirt and jeans.
Have you seen my sweater? She asked him.
She looked into the room like she was trying to find something or someone. Did she and Conrad date? I thought. But it didn't matter, because Conrad didn't want me anyway. Jeremiah jumped up. Are you a friend of Conrad's?
Yeah, I'm Sophie. Who are you? She said, smiling.
I knew that she liked Jeremiah.
I'm his brother, Jeremiah said, giving her one of his special smiles, which she seemed to love.
Did Conrad say anything to you, Sophie?
He said something about going to the beach to surf, said Sophie. He's so crazy.
Jeremiah looked at me. Conrad was at the summer house. While Jeremiah went into the hallway to call his dad, I got up from the bed. Slowly, I opened a drawer in Conrad's desk and found a box of pens and some books. I found it at the back of the second drawer, a small blue Tiffany & Co. box. Even as I was opening it, I knew that what I was doing was wrong, but I couldn't stop myself. There was a necklace inside, and I took it out. I saw that it had an infinity sign on it, and suddenly I knew that it wasn't for Sophie or another college girl. It was for me. Conrad bought it for me because he cared about me. All those nights on the phone, talking about math and infinity, were special for him too. I put the necklace on. Why didn't I just leave it in the box? I can't explain it. I only knew that I really, really wanted to wear it. It felt like it was mine. Jeremiah came back into the room, and I pushed the necklace under my shirt. Is your dad mad? I asked. What did he say?
He wanted to go to Cousins himself, but he knows that Conrad never listens to him. So, are you ready to go to Cousins?
Suddenly, the idea of seeing Conrad again became real. I thought about the last time that I saw him, at Susanna's funeral. You don't say those things to a person when their mother has just died. You just don't. I don't think that I should go with you,
I told Jeremiah.
Jeremiah stared at me.
Are you serious? I can't do this alone. You don't know how bad it's been. When Mom got sick again, Conrad stopped caring about anything. But I know that he still cares what you think of him.
My mouth felt dry.
I'm not so sure about that.
But I am sure. I know my brother. Will you please just come with me?
I knew that I had to help Jeremiah.
You win, I said slowly. I'll come.
Before we went to the car, I picked up Conrad's books, notes, and his computer.
Now he'll be able to study for his exams on Monday, I said.
Jeremiah smiled and said, I like the way that you think, Belly.